purgatory isn't in the Bible? Yeah, right. I am so tired of hearing that. I recently heard that in another comment that someone had placed. Obviously, that person has not seen the video where I have 20 different scriptures talking about it. But the other day on the Feast of St. Clair, we had a reading, one of these different scriptures that speaks about it, where Jesus gives this amazing parable that is such a revelation about purgatory that you would have to be blind to not see it. So let me briefly read it and then just draw out some simple conclusions and observations. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him?" "As many as 7 times." Jesus answered, "I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him, started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." Now, just some brief comments about that. Now, when Jesus uses these metaphors, he is using language from the time, but he's very careful about the type of metaphor that he uses because he's describing a certain type of place, either heaven, hell, or purgatory. If he had been describing hell, he would have used some of his metaphors where he said that they will be there and they shall not be released. The worm does not die and it gnaws on you, using all these metaphors essentially that it's an everlasting place. The metaphor that he chooses to use, and he's very intentional in how he does this, talks about being put in prison until you pay back the whole debt. Now, this is exactly what we mean when we speak about purgatory. So he's obviously showing us that we can avoid purgatory altogether by completely forgiving everyone from our hearts and not having any debts that we put on anyone else, that God will, in that case, be as merciful as we are to others. So we see a very, very clear description of purgatory. But some observation that I want to make because of the homily that I heard on that day. Now, some of the words aren't translated accurately. When the Lord is speaking to that first servant, the word that's used in what he owes him is talents, 10,000 talents. That's the word that is used. Now, if you were to translate a talent into today's money, it would be around $50 million. So an amount that's unbelievably huge. Now, when we think of that, we think, well, that's kind of ridiculous. How could that exist? Well, we have people that have that amount now. They probably had large amounts like that back then. And then when you hear the amount that's described between the two servants after he's forgiven, and then he finds another servant that owes him a much smaller amount, it's something like $3,000. So it's not an insignificant amount, but it is some. And what does that help us understand? That what people owe us is a lot, but it's very small compared to what we owe God. That's why purgatory is so painful. That's why it takes so long to get out of there. That's why we have to pray so much for the souls in purgatory, because we owe God in the millions and the billions of dollars. And that's the teaching that I want you to really understand. Why is purgatory so long? Because we owe God so much because of what we've done to him and who he is. So the gravity of the sin and the importance of the person that we are sinning against. So my friends, I hope this teaching helped kind of enlighten the reality of why purgatory can be so long, why it's so painful, why it's so intense, because of the great debt we owe God. So I hope that helps you forgive other people so that God in mercy and his mercy will forgive you. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one. Hi friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and I'm placing this video at the end of some of my recent videos because you are someone that most likely loves my channel and has watched until the very end. First of all, I want to say thank you to all of you that have already donated to the GoFundMe account for my medical bills. We have already raised $8,000. As some of you may know, along with my incident in June, that was 4 days in the hospital, a bill of $45,000. I had an accident where I broke my neck and had to have emergency surgery because I was mountain biking. I was in the hospital again for 4 days in August. And so we want to increase what we are asking for to help us out with some of these bills upcoming. We're hoping that we will be able to raise $15,000. In dealing with the insurance companies and the hospitals, we know that we can negotiate with them. So we're trying to lower those bills as much as we can. Any help that you can give is greatly appreciated. I firmly understand that on the path to becoming a great person and a saint, God sends you a lot of difficulties, and he is being very generous with me this summer. I ask that you be generous with me as well. My friends, God bless you. Thank you for supporting my channel in any way that you can. And if you can't donate monetarily, please offer me your prayers. God bless you, and see you in the next one.